You live inside a machine called Racket. And you feed the machine, relentlessly. Every single human, and to a certain degree lots of animals, has automatic ways of being, that could be called a machine, because their behavior is predictable, it is machine-like. Push a button and out comes the same result, every time. And every person I know is, more or less, an emotional wreck. A thinly disguised heap of upsets, fears, anxieties, and other very unpleasant feelings. As an empath, I see the disguise and feel the truth. The gap between what you'd like to be, calm, collected, smart, graceful, close, intimate, effective, important, creative, productive, etc. And the reality, the truth, you are bogged down by bad feelings, bad thoughts, doubts, insecurities, fears. Stuck, stuck, stuck. In survival mode, alternating with sudden bursts of inspiration, hope, etc. The people who visit this site can be divided to two distinct groups. Group 1, they are willing to admit that they suffer and therefore they are willing to accept help. Group 2, they are unwilling to admit that they suffer and therefore they are unwilling to accept help. The first group becomes customers, students, and learn how to live inside the machine, be free, be happy, be effective, and begin to be up to something. They start to trust that they are good enough to accomplish something worth doing. While the second group may buy activators, remedies, maybe even recorded courses, but will not want to talk to me, because that would be risking to be told the truth, that they are miserable. One youngish person from the second group, bought some activators, some remedies, and wanted to talk to me. After about 30 youngish enthusiastic email exchanges, I told her this morning. Your vibration is 90. You behave like an entitled spoiled brat. Until you learn that the world is not about you, but you can be about what you will do with your life, instead of all the people around you, your vibration will be very low. The remedies and activators help you do that, but you need to do the doing. To which she answered. I just wanted to share that it's interesting that everyone else's vibration is so low in comparison to yours. Why is that? You don't need to answer the question. Thank you and I wish you every success on your journey. Me. Offended. Is that high vibration? She. I am not offended at all, on the contrary. I am just sharing my opinion. And I don't believe that one has to be a doormat to have a high vibration. And surely, people skills and communication wouldn't go amiss instead of seeing people as vibrational numbers. After all, it's all source. I hope you can see her protecting her view of herself as a high vibration, spiritual being who could teach me a thing or two. I am not sharing this to shame her, or to show my superiority. I am showing it as an illustration of the machine. So don't pay attention to the gossipy stuff. Instead, try to pay attention to the predictable moves of the machine. I explain. We all have a machine. Live in a machine. Predictable, never sleeping, nasty machine, willing and able to eat up your life, use up your life force for its own gain. Once you know the machine, once you bring your awareness to the machine, you can live your life as if you didn't live in a machine. So, what's going on there? What are the moves of the machine, that if you had the courage to look at, get to know intimately, you would reduce your anxiety, your fear, your anger, your shame, your cravings and yearnings by 90%. The machine has three distinct moves. For example, an automobile can go forward, backward, turn, start and stop. These are its moves. The first move is the racket. A racket is a machine. It has an above water and an underwater, hidden, part. On its above the water part, iceberg analogy, it is a complaint. You can see that part. It's a recurring complaint. Under the water level, you'll find that there is an attitude. Examples, entitled, self-righteous, I am a victim, take care of me, I can't, don't tell me what to do, I only do what I want to do. The attitude seems to be a perfect match to the complaint, and it's always the same. Without the racket you won't recognize yourself, it has become your identity. Complaint is a recurring theme for the individual. They are always doing it to her. It is always happening to her. Ba ba ba. Some people are always in pain, always have some physical stuff going on with them. Some people always feel that no one is listening. Lose their money, or mismanage it. Get left by their partner or live under that same threat. Get ripped off, or taken for granted. Suffer from the weather. It is nice maybe one day a month. Never feel close or safe or enough. Have a difficulty expressing themselves. While they sit at the edge of their seat. And ready to jump in. Because unless they express themselves they feel like they are nothing. And the list of complaints could fill this whole blog. We all feel like we are the victim of others, the victim of circumstances, the victim of our own shortcomings. But it should make you suspicious that this same complaint seems to go with you wherever we go. Different people, different weather, different customs, and yet, after a little while, they all seem to learn how to treat you so you can continue with the same complaint. For example, I used to have women tell me, angrily, "I am not your mother." In every country. Lol. I didn't see why, until I saw this racket machine clearly. I needed to have this complaint so I can recognize myself. Since then no one has said it, though the pull of treating people like they don't love me is still there. But now I know better. But, the machine didn't go away. My first thought when a doctor makes me wait, or cancels my appointment, or takes a phone call during my session, my first thought is that he doesn't love me. Lol. Okay, if you want to learn more about Racket, find your Racket, you can book a private session, or you can come to my webinar on Tuesday. Maybe even the ITCH. The ITCH method is standing the racket on its head and turning it into your rocket fuel, instead of the source of your misery. You can also come to the playground, and not only find your racket, but start to dismantle it. I mean enlarge, maybe even dismantle the machine. It is probably the best way, the playground way. The machine is feeding on you and you are unwittingly feeding the machine. Believe it or not, the machine is feeding on you and you are feeding the machine. It pays you peanuts for the feeding, but it seems that you love those peanuts. All at the expense of your whole life, your well-being, your happiness, your success. Hey, be my guest. But if you value your whole life more than peanuts, I'd recommend that you start disassembling your machine. First learn it intimately and then prevents the moves. I talk about the second and the third move of the machine here.